Luigi Sparacar.
You're good, Luigi.
Okay. At this time, I will ask for a motion to exit closed session and go back into open session.
I would like to make a motion to exit closed session and return to an open session,
So
please.
moved. Discussion. Madam Secretary, please call the roll to return to open session at 8:17. Bonica Roberts,
Yes.
Cassandra Walker,
Yeah.
Doris Harris,
Yes.
Janice Bight White,
Yes.
Linda Riller,
Yes.
Cheryl Sanford,
Yes.
Yolanda Durston, yes. Motion passed.
Okay. The
Actually, our next item on the agenda is the confirmation of our next scheduled
Comments, board
comments.
members,
Comments.
that's what I thought the board comments
Members,
agenda was next. That's
members.
the next.
Members.
We have the board comment in closed session.
Actually, it was before the closed session, but let's go back
That's
to
why I asked that question.
let's go back to board affairs and comments. Okay. Secretary Harrison.
Thank you, Madam President. I do appreciate and enjoy you serving on the board and being my president. Mr. Petway, I had some questions for you that I need for you to answer as I was looking at this circular communication. You were kind of brief earlier, so I was unable to catch it. But before I leave the meeting, I see this title of Hunter Clark School Central Spark lawsuit. What does that look like for us in regards to us prior issues with litigation that we have dealt with before in such a close period of time?
Okay. So litigation in any form or fashion for a district is problematic. It's concerning. It does happen. It's concerning. The concern now for us is this has happened often at this point. With particularly with insurance, there's something called your loss run. Your loss run is basically a report of from the usually it's 24 months of the last 24 months of how many litigations or possible litigations you face. We have a significant high loss run. That loss run rate is what caused us to pay an additional I believe it was close to 70 some thousand dollars more than what we were paying before for the current insurance that we have. It was also the reason why we were dropped from our previous insurance carrier. We were able to then secure additional insurance. We are fully insured. We have renewed all of our insurance. However, now that we're going to have another lawsuit, another litigation, same thing that happened before can happen again. Our current carrier can decide to drop us. If we do find another insurance carrier that would take on the district, it's going to be a high, well, let me say this. Our premiums are going to go up regardless. So whether we have the same carrier that we currently have, or whether they end up dropping us and we get another carrier, I would prepare the board to know that our insurance premiums are going to go up, which again impacts our budget, impacts the bottom line, impacts what we're able to do to support the school, all of that. So to your question, it is significant. We don't know as of yet what's going to happen because we're still in the middle of getting through all of the preliminary things in regards to it. But this will have one way or another significant impact on the district moving forward.
Mr. Petway, I wanted to ask, at any given time after we resolve this issue, could it be after this particular incident and the things that we have encountered prior to with our ex-carrier and our current carrier, is it possible that we may not be insurable at all? Is that a probability for the future?
Yes.
And if we are uninsurable, could you please be transparent and let the community know that we are unable to operate as a district without the proper insurance?
So, yes, if we are deemed uninsurable, I'm sorry. Yes, Ms. No, you're right. You're right. The state will step in. And particularly because we are already technically still under emergency management orders, part of our legal obligation is to remain insured. So if at some point we are deemed uninsurable, we would be in violation of our emergency orders, and we would be in violation of state requirements for school districts and operation. So the state could at that point very well step in and close the district altogether.
And where does that leave us as the city of Holland Park and our children and our residents and all the work we have done up to this part, Mr. Petway? Where does that leave us?
Well, I don't have a crystal ball to say specifically what will happen, but ultimately the district would not exist. They could step in and just nullify the district altogether. I would hope that they wouldn't do that. I would hope that, you know, if that was the case, the state could, there are some other options. The state could step in, and they've done it in extreme circumstances where they would underwrite the insurance for the district. But again, the problem is that that puts us again at the mercy of the state, meaning that the state would be able to decide whether we live or if we die. And that would be a huge disservice to the city and to the kids of Barber and the kids of the city of Island Park as a whole.
Oh, and just to be clear, the grounds of the lawsuit is coming from a fellow board member in regards to censures. Could you explain to us what a censure is? For those of us who don't know what a censure is.
There we go.
Please.
A legal explanation.
Well, this is for the community and the transparency of the community because this is an election year. And I think that people need to know who they have elected in their seats, what their duties are, and what they're sitting at the table. Okay. So again, Mr. Petway, could you give me a definition of a censure? And please confirm that as a fellow board member that is giving us this lawsuit that is holding our district in jeopardy.
I will.
Could you confirm or deny?
Yeah. I will follow.
Madam Chair, do you? You
Madam
want
Chair.
To proceed? Mm-hmm.
I got a mouthful.
Go ahead.
Okay. So, two things in response to that. The pending lawsuit is public. So there at this point, there is no question about the lawsuit as it exists.
Correct. Absolutely.
It is made public. It is confirmed that it is a current member of this board who has brought litigation against the board.
Mm-hmm.
In regards to what a censure is a political tool that is often used by legislative bodies as a means of disciplinary action taken against a board member for particular types of violations. This is used for every legislative body from Congress to state legislatures to city councils. There's only for elected officials. There's only two means of disciplinary action. One is by the executive who oversees that body. So, for example, for state and local government, that executive is the governor. So it would that is the governor's removal of that elected official. Or the second is that legislative body taking disciplinary action by censorship. And censorship is nothing more than the board taking formal action to denounce a particular board member's behavior, and if done properly, should be tied to the board, the policies of that legislative body as it exists. It is done as a collective means of the board.
Thank you.
Okay, well, thank you, Ms. Everly. I appreciate all your answers and your questions.
All right, Ms. Harris.
So the issue is being brought forth that a fellow board member is suing, has filed a lawsuit. In this United States of America, people have the right to pursue a matter of defense. Even when you go to court and you committed a crime, someone said to represent you, get a lawyer. So someone, this board, just because this board voted to censor someone, that doesn't make that censor is legitimate. It doesn't make it legal. And so anybody has a right to file a lawsuit opposing it. And that's when that final decision be made at the close of that lawsuit. That doesn't make it right.
So what I'm going to ask is, we're not getting into the details. We're not getting into
all
the
what you
excuse me. Could we not get into the specifics of the lawsuit?
I didn't.
But I will say that we followed our policies and procedures. So a censure is not a legal. Nobody files. It's not as if you committed a crime.
Oh, no, I know.
And you were being charged legally with a crime in the state of Michigan. We followed our policies and procedures, which we all agreed to. Everyone in here, well, I believe all of us, I think, Member Harris, that you did not sign the code of ethics that we asked everyone to sign when we had our retreat.
Mm-hmm.
You're still bound by that as an elected official for the school district of Highland Park. However, we took the additional step of asking everyone as a show of good faith, really, to agree that we would adhere to a code of professional conduct. When a member violates that code of professional conduct, following our policies and procedures, we hold each other accountable. That's not the same. Well, but that is your opinion, and I
guess.
That's
why the lawsuit is present.
Well,
she has the right to file a lawsuit.
That anyone can file a lawsuit about anything
in the
state of America. I mean, in the
state of America.
Yeah, yeah, the state of America.
Yeah,
in the country, Michigan, whatever. Everybody, we know that everyone can file a lawsuit. At any point, but one of the things that we learned from the first round of litigation is that we needed to strengthen our policies and procedures.
Mm-hmm.
Working with our governance specialists, we've been able to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Because that was one of the questions that came up previously from our insurance company. What policies did you have in place? We didn't have those policies in place.
Right.
In the case of sexual harassment, we have done sexual harassment training, which again, we asked all of the board members to participate in. And we still need to do the certificates for everyone. But we also looked at where we were lacking in our policies and tried to fill in those gaps. So in the event that this happened again, and unfortunately it did, we can look at, did we follow our policies and procedures, which is exactly what the board is doing. So you're right, anyone can file a lawsuit.
I can.
Unfortunately, because it, and I think to Secretary Harrison's point, it puts our, we've all worked collectively very, very hard to move this district forward. As we are paying off our operating deficit, 6.5 years ahead of schedule,
mm-hmm.
and we are looking at how do we refocus our efforts and our resources on the district. How do we put children first? We've committed to certain infrastructure improvements here. We've committed to security improvements in the school, and we've also committed to improving the academic performance of our students. All of that is jeopardized by possible litigation. Ms. White?
Okay. I did not want to file the lawsuit. Several times I backed out of not doing it. I mean, I've had this information. First and foremost, after the lawsuit, previous one, we did not follow our bylaws. I was not given due process before, and was I don't want to get into this lawsuit, but we did not. Okay, I don't know if this is the topic that we're on now, but it was other things I did want to talk about. But I'm just saying that we did not follow our bylaws, and I did not want to do this. And no one sitting here has worked as hard as the people that brought us out of when we was under
Emergency management.
emergency management. Now, none of you guys worked as hard as we did to save this district. That was the hard work. What you guys are doing is great. What we did, even before me, was the hard work. And I want to talk about board members' affairs. Are we still want to talk about who worked the hardest, even though we know who did, or can we move on? Because this she brought up this lawsuit and stuff, and I was forced by the board of directors and the board of education to file defamation and all these things that we didn't do, due process, we wasn't given. I don't want to get into that. Can we talk about, what I'm trying to do? Are we through with this?
Madam President,
It's, excuse me.
yeah.
Did you have something else
Yes,
to
I
add?
had something, several things. One thing I want to talk about, everyone knows this weekend is a Michigan Week parade. I don't know if the school is going to be represented, if the board is going to be in it. I will be working hard like I do for everything in Highland Park. I work hard and long. So I will be working at the parade. I will be representing Highland Park like I do in everything that Highland Park does. And I just wanted to know, it's the school district because we have had decals on our cars. We have done different, we have done floats. And I just wonder, this year is the school district at
The
the board.
district is not, the school is participating. The
But not the
district is
board.
participating.
Okay.
The
Okay.
district office, I should say, is not
Oh, okay, great, great. Okay, well, the parade is going to be wonderful. It's going to be warm. And Highland Park is going to be, yes, going to be exciting. And Mr. Pettway or whoever can answer, do you know when the laptops, the newer ones, or what type will be coming?
Yep, they were waiting to get some more, and they only had two in stock, and
Oh, good.
I placed the order for seven. They should be giving us an update this week for all of them to be in stock. So I will send an email out to you guys. I did promise you that you would have them by the next meeting, but they only had two in
Right.
stock. So I'll send out an email updating you guys on that. Thank you to Mr. Tarver on that too, because Mr. Tarver did the legwork for your new computer. So.
I'm done.
Madam Walker, did you have anything you wanted to add?
Yeah, but I don't think I should.
Okay. If your spirit tells you that you shouldn't, then
I think I
oh, this was
should obey.
Can I say something else,
Okay.
Madam President?
Okay. If we can just,
Give Ms.
Madam
Wilbur.
Wheeler has not had an opportunity to speak.
Well. Let's see, November, new election, new members, new candidates. Yeah, I am. That's it. I'm sorry.
Did you say something like that? I didn't
Yeah,
hear
I did. I
you.
just said
Oh.
November.
You said what?
November, new
Oh.
election,
Oh.
new candidates. I got my eye on.
Are we getting close to call from? Oh, darn
Ms. Roberts.
That's it. I
Yes.
go back
Yes.
and forth. It's petty.
Thank you, Madam President.
Petty.
It is disheartening that we must once again face another potential litigation. I mean, I know it's here, but it takes more than someone filing paperwork in court for it to be approved or won. But unfortunately for us, just filing the paperwork alone has put us in a very, very in a very bad state.
Yeah.
And it's really, I know that it was stated that that the person that filed the lawsuit felt forced.
Definitely.
I don't know what that looked like or feel like if a gun isn't put to your head or someone doesn't have you tied up telling you to do something, especially, and this is especially when we know that there was no policy violated. And the kicker is the previous president had an opportunity to include or to make sure that there was policy implemented from when we came, the new members came until this board. And if I'm not mistaken, Trustee White, you were also the policy committee chair. I heard for a year, each time we went to talk about a policy, you would talk about this big book, and I was about to, but nothing ever happened. And so I know that we follow policy, and I know as a direct result of Trustee Spite White and Trustee Harris, you all sharing how you did not have due process, or you felt like you didn't have it, but you didn't have it because when you were president, you did not have it implemented.
Oh, it's in our bylaws.
No.
It's there.
No, it is now because
it's been there. It's in the previous. I can show you. It's been there from day one.
VP Roberts has the floor.
I know.
And I love how you are so smiley over there, suing a district with the children that you say you care about so much. And you work hard at causing strife and division. And so once again, I'm so happy that early on you stated that we were all entitled to our opinion. And my opinion of you is that you should not care.
But the community.
No, you should not care. Because maybe if you don't care, you will show something great in this community, because you talk about how much you care, and now you have us in litigation.
You have
a frivolous litigation.
You have
Member White, please.
Say it right.
Once again, I am. So once again, now it's the district in frivolous litigation, when prior to it was different board members. So I'm just gonna, all I know is the facts. When it comes to lawsuits, the facts shall speak for themselves. Amen. And we shall see what happens. And I hope and pray that come November, that there are qualified individuals that places their names on the ballot.
Yes.
For the Board of Education that has true and genuine care and concern for this community. And at all costs would never jeopardize a district that they care so much about.
I agree.
I will say, Madam President.
Thank you.
You're
Ms.
welcome.
Watson, you had, I just wanted to say
a quick comment. I think the majority of it is that I wanted to, first and foremost, educate my community. This is a voting year that is coming out,
see what they're doing
and now. That they're saying that people don't get out and vote. We're giving you information. We want to be transparent. Us at this at the board.
Excuse me, she cannot.
Yolanda Harrison, secretary, serving at the board.
Okay, wait a minute.
That's
no.
For her community.
I'm going for my.
And I want to be
I'm
able
to
be transparent with my community.
She's going to defame my name.
And when there is an issue, then my school district is being
at risk.
Wait,
talk about you.
Ladies,
She's Ladies. Going to talk about me, and I can just sit here and allow it. And you're going to allow it. Thank
Why
you.
Are you
I'm saying you're not saying nothing to her.
This is board affairs. Why are you coming at me? I'm going to tell you right now, what you don't want to do is that. I think you need to have a seat and calm down. I think you all need to let the chair of this board take over this.
Well, let her.
But what you don't want to do is that. You do not want to do that.
Yes.
Because I have defended each and every last one of you to each of you. So you don't want to do that.
Right.
You do not want to do that. So whatever it is, you need to stop. Because everybody just had a chance to give their opinion about everybody else. So again, and I said nothing. So do not come at me like that. I'm sorry, Madam Chair, but how am I being drugged into this? And I said nothing. And I have sat here with all seven of you and had conversations separately and defended each of you to the other one. And you want to act like somebody's being unfair to you? Enough is enough.
I just thought you were stopping me.
I don't care what you thought. You're wrong. Don't come at me like that. Do not come at me like that. I am sick of the disrespect.
By asking you to stop
you me. You just stood up in front of me and disrespected me. You don't get to do that.
By doing what? I was getting ready to leave.
Miss White, he's not running to me.
Thank you.
Yeah. He stopped.
He's not running to me.
But wait a minute. When
Miss White,
when Yolanda was talking,
but I asked
him. That's okay.
And I have to
say what I got to say.
Okay, I'm out of here.
Please.
That's okay.
Okay.
Like I said, I was on my way out of here. He stopped
she
her
was
from talking when she did excuse Linda. That's okay if he pick and choose when he want to say something. That's okay. I saw him when he stopped her from talking when she was talking to Linda. But when I asked,
Ms.
it's a
White,
problem.
Ms. White,
it's a problem. That's okay.
Then please go.
Thank you.
Please.
I asked the same thing
please
Linda
go.
Asked.
I'm asking. Our next meeting is.
I'm still going to say my comment, Madam President.
Okay. Ms. Harrison, please.
Please.
Can we just move on?
Go ahead, James. What you have to. We were talking about elections in the fall with people participating.
What I want to do for the city of Highland Park, since they have elected me in, is to make sure they have the true, honest, and transparency of the issues and what's going on with the school district so they can make an educated decision when they go to the polls. We currently, right now, are under litigation. Our district is going through a turbulent time, and I just want to bring awareness. Thank you. That's it.
Thank you.
Can I just say something? I want confirmation.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Thank you, Madam President. What I would like to acknowledge is from our HP journal, these words right here. And I know that it's very, you know, we are going through a trying time right now. But I feel like that we're up. We have a forward momentum. We're on the up and up.
YouTube
individual class.
Okay. I didn't say y'all. I didn't say y'all.
And so, what I would like to say is, but like the Earth spinning on its axis at over 1,000 miles per hour, without most of us noticing the fact. Is real at, oh my God, hold on, let me start over. But like the Earth spinning on its axis, oh yes. Yes, I'm going to wait for Mr. Peltway to come back in because these are actually his words and I find them quite inspiring. But like the Earth spinning on its axis at over 1,000 miles per hour without most of us noticing, the fact is real advancements are happening in key areas. The end result is better facilities, expanded services, and improved outcomes for our scholars.
So I personally don't care about the lawsuit. It is about the legality and the facts of it. And so in the end, the truth shall come out. But I do appreciate you, Mr. Petway, for saying this, because sometimes the good get buried under the fluff of all the negativity. And I just want to refocus us, because we are doing an amazing job. And I know we're all passionate about this community and these children. That's why we're here. But we must do right by ourselves first and by these children. We must do right. So thank you for those words, Mr. Petway, because we really are making an advancement. And I know it may not feel like it at this exact moment, but we are. We have things to celebrate in spite of. And so that's what I'm going to do. I am going to celebrate this district. And I'm just going to give a hand clap to each and every one of us that genuinely and sincerely care about our children. Thank you all so much.
Madam Chair, I'm sorry. Can I just have 2 minutes? I promise I'm not going. Can I just have 2 minutes?
Yes.
First of all, I'm sorry. I want to apologize to the board and to the public. I pride myself on being able to control my anger. So I apologize. However, I have to say to this board and to this public, the level of disrespect and lack of consideration for other people as human beings is so problematic. And at some point, it has to stop. At some point, you have to see other people as human beings, even if you disagree, who are worthy of respect. This week alone, by Highland Park community members and members of this Board of Education, I was called a womanizer. I was said to be abusing women. And then people want to come in here. These kinds of things can impact my employment. Yes. It can impact my family. Yes. I'm a pastor in the city of Detroit. It could impact my reputation. And I've done nothing but try to get this board to follow policy and procedure, to move things forward, to respect one another. Every single person sitting around this table, I have had individual conversations with you about what you thought about another person, and we didn't agree. We didn't agree. One member say you should do this about this, and we didn't agree. I have defended every single last one, because it is what we're supposed to do. I have tried as the CEO to remain neutral and try to be available to anybody who needs to communicate, regardless to whether I agree with you or not. But this level of disrespect and this level of failure of consideration of one, it is intolerable. It is intolerable. And you don't get to disrespect people and then get mad when they meet you at the point of disrespect. You do not get to do it. You do not get to yell and scream at other people and then want to act intimidated when they respond with the same energy that you give.
Correct.
My church had to hear about it. Because I chose to come here and work in this community, my church had to hear about that. Miss Ford is sitting right there. Miss Ford is Mr. Pelway. This is what they're saying. I'm not making this up. This is intolerable, and it has nothing to do. I don't care what anybody's. It has nothing to do with kids.
Thank you.
Has nothing to do with kids.
Not at all.
Has nothing to do with kids. It is not about to improve a reading score. It's not going to improve a math score. It's not going to get another teacher hired. It has nothing to do with kids. And so how dare you? I don't care. You should be ashamed of yourself to sit on this board and to say you put children first, and this is how you behave. Thank you, Madam Chair.
And as you speak on that, Mr. Petway, people have been coming to me in the community and told me exactly who's been saying things about me in the community. Yes, we got people on this board, unfortunately, seem like they're here to sabotage our efforts.
Oh.
I mean, I've had people come walk up to me and name the people who said something about me.
But stick with the work, though.
Right.
Thank you.
It's fine. Criticize the work. You don't like the job I'm doing? Criticize it. You don't like the nature of my contract? Fine. Talk about it. But what you don't get to do is you don't get to attack people in their personal character when they've given you no reason to do it. You want to have the issue? Take issue with the work. Take issue with the job. You have a right to do that. You have a right to ask questions. You have a right to raise concerns. What you don't have a right to do is to attack people personally. You do not have a right to do that. And I be doggone. I don't care. You want to talk about you in Highland Park? I came from Ficklin Snowden. And where I came from, those are fighting words.
Yeah, they are.
Amen.
You don't get to do that. You don't attack the work. You want it, you got an issue, attack the work. You Thank don't you. Think we're being productive, attack the work. You got questions about policy, attack the work. There is nothing wrong with you criticizing the work. But what you don't get to do is you do not get to attack people personally.
Right.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Petway. And my apologies. From the board,
y'all are doing a good job.
We talk about this all the time that we can disagree.
Thank you.
We don't have to be disagreeable. We don't have to make everything personal.
Thank you.
As he said, focus on the work. But it is always interesting to me that none of this ever has anything to do with children.
Thank you.
Now, as long as I've been on the board, it is typically about personalities, especially in recent years. It is always about personalities. It's who doesn't like the other person because we didn't all go to school together. We didn't all live together. This is not junior high school. It doesn't matter if we all like each other.
Thank you.
We show up here to do a job.
Yes. Thank you.
And it we are still moving forward with all of the obstacles, with all of the lawsuits, frivolous and otherwise. We have still moved this district ahead. And I just want to clarify one thing, not to be petty. Member Wheeler and I were the only members here from when we were still under emergency management. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We're the only two left. Nobody else was sitting on this board when we were dealing with emergency management.
Fighting with them.
Good now.
Me.
So I was in the army.
Did you hear that? See, that petty.
No,
petty
no,
comment.
No, that was a good thing. No. She was agreeing with
she
me.
She was, no, yes. I was fighting with
her. Well,
she said you could have fooled me.
No, based she on meant about communication, the way other people talk about how they've done so much.
So look, I don't owe you no explanation whatsoever, Ms. Wheeler.
Well, you know what? Just at the workshop last Saturday, you know what she did?
So, across the room, this is where it always starts to go
all right.
Yeah,
off the deep end. Okay. This is where it always starts to go off the deep end.
You can tell. She did.
Whether we like each other or not, I don't care.
Thank you.
You know what? I've been able to stick this long without personality.
But it's
okay.
Nice if we all get
okay.
Along.
I've been sticking a long time. I was here before you.
I understand that. Yes, you were.
Yeah.
But it is not required that we all like each other.
I understand that. Adults. That's how I've been sticking on the board.
Most of us are seniors.
It's not.
So let's act like we are the elders in the community. Yeah. I find it appalling that we don't. No.
I do
but
too.
Let's our next meeting is Ms. Harrison. Ms. Harris, I'm just my apologies. I think we're good for the
I just want to add
our next meeting.
And the feeling of
Mr. Vett, wait, did she get it? Did she come
our,
approach you?
Did she get it? Ms. Harris, our next meeting is Tuesday, June 9th at 6 p.m. Motion to adjourn.
So we'll make motion,
at 8:56.
At what time?
8:56. All in favor?
Aye.
I'm gonna come back.
Okay.
I'll come back to it.
My grandmother used to say, "But don't come out there once. You come out there and spin it."
Oh,
okay. Keep going. Spin.
This song is so
Oh, that's